And that was from about a half an hour ago. The cameras were shut off by the House studios. C-SPAN does not control the cameras in the House or the Senate. House Democrats have been sitting in the well of the House. And as a matter of fact, we have video now. We'll take you live over to the House. It appears that Jim Clyburn, the assistant Democratic leader, is speaking on the floor. Let's see if we can hear.
Will be in order. The chair wishes to entertain the prayer by the chaplain. Will members please be in order for the prayer by the chaplain? And a prayer will be offered by the chaplain, Father Conroy.
Let us pray. Father of mercy, we give you thanks for giving us another day. Bless the members of the People's House. May all their deliberations give rise to understanding. You have called us to serve this nation. By your divine inspiration, may we reach the destiny you have in mind for us. And may all that is done be for your greater honor and glory. Amen.
Amen.
The chair has examined the journal of the last day's proceedings and announces to the House his approval thereof. Pursuant to Clause 1, Rule 1, the journal stands approved. Members will be asked to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice.
Under Clause 2 of Rule 1, the chair is charged with preserving order and decorum in the proceedings of the House. The chair finds that the House is currently not in a state of order due to the presence of members in the well who are not recognized. The chair would ask members to please leave the well so the House may proceed with business and decorum. To Clause 12A of Rule 1, the House stands in recess, subject to the call of the chair.
Well, an unusual occurrence on the